Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to continue to have open phones in this hour. We have a guest popping in at the bottom of the hour who had their right to commerce and their Second Amendment violated in a big way. It's not even a Second Amendment. You can't have airsoft, plastic, pellet, BB guns now, according to the ATF. That is coming up. Mike Rivero is our guest for another 5 minutes. Karen in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Rivero, and thank you, Alex, for taking my call. I am organizing a national strike, and I just have some groundbreaking news that just happened.
Okay.
Bob Schultz from We the People Foundation and Continental Congress have fully endorsed the strike at taxfree15.com.
Ma'am, what I'm going to do is, because you're calling in almost every day, and I asked the guys to get you on, we're going to put you on hold, get your name and number. I've heard you on other shows. I know what you're doing. I think it's very good what you're doing. I've even listened to Mike's show and heard you call in from memory last week. So we're going to get your name and number right now. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Washington. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air with Mike Rivero.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well. Can you hear me?
Yes. That is.
Okay, you're on the air.
I was calling back. I actually called last week and asked you to come to Spokane, Washington, Gonzaga. And I just want to let you know that you're a great inspiration to all those people out there. And I started a website up, and it's got over 2,000 hits in the first 3 days.
Yeah, and people are interested in freedom.
Exactly, and I'm really happy about the movement. We have people coming from an hour and a half away that want to pass out flyers, and I just wanted to say thank you for all the work you do.
Well, give us the website. I want to thank you, John. Give us the website.
It is www.findingtruth509.com, and it's if you type that in Google, it's actually number one, and that have been 3 days. So I just want to let people know.
All right. Awesome job, John. I want to give Mike some time because he's here with us at the end because we were opening the phones up for questions or comments for Mike. Mike, the good news is people are becoming politically active, and they don't have to save the world with one stroke. Put a website up. Put up flyers. Go to city council. Start an Access TV show. Start a local radio show. I mean, we really are seeing a giant wave of people waking up.
Absolutely, and that's just wonderful to see happen, because the very best thing that anybody can do, because, you know, they call and they say, what can I do to help and everything, the very best thing you can do is speak out, share your concerns with everybody around you, because the more you speak out, the more you're going to give courage to others to speak out. Because the biggest lie the government is telling all of us is that those who are unhappy with the government are this tiny little fringe minority who really no polite company should tolerate, and they should just go away and stay silent. But when you all speak out at the same time, you begin to realize that it really is a majority of Americans are totally fed up. They're furious with the federal government. They think the time has come for a change.
And if enough of us wake up and speak out and just do little things every day, the illusion is going to completely implode.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the illusion has already imploded. I think the idea that the government is ruling with the consent of the governed, that one is completely gone at this point. The polls are always showing the people of America see the government as the biggest threat to their freedom. They are angry with the government. They don't trust the government, support for the government. I think if you discount all the people who are getting a government paycheck, support for the federal government has collapsed completely at this point.
And when the media tells us the economy's getting better and people know it's getting worse, again, they're just bleeding out. They're losing whatever little bit of credibility and mystique. I see the statistics now that came out today that the internet is now way bigger than the mainstream media put together. I mean, they are in free fall.
They absolutely are. They're losing their audience. The audience is coming over to me. We just upgraded to a new server only 2 weeks ago, and already it's swamped and saturated. And, I mean, that's how fast this thing is growing.
It's unbelievable, Mike. We'll talk to you again live next month. Thank you for spending the last hour with us.
Thank you very much for having me, Alex. I look forward to it.
And we look forward to it as well. Mike Rivero, always interesting and informative. Okay, coming up, I'm going to get into the economy, a news blitz, more of your phone calls, and in about 30 minutes, we've got a guest on, violated big time by the ATF. Talk about a lawless group. I mean, these guys are criminal by any measurement. We'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, Supreme Court waives Chicago strict gun ban, ABC News. There's an AP report here. Supreme Court scrutinizes state local gun control. The gun grabbers are in here saying this may be good for us. We'll explain why. Coming up, I'm also going to get into some other important news that we haven't even covered yet, like green fuels cause more harm than fossil fuels, according to a report this out of the London Times. Now, we already knew this. So why is the UN pushing it? Because they know it caused tens of millions, that's a conservative number, of more people to starve to death in the last 5 years per year than previously were. Over a billion people are living on the edge of starvation, ladies and gentlemen. Our poorest live like kings compared to people in many areas of Africa, Asia, and Latin America. So we're going to be breaking that down coming up as well. I talked about some of this in the first hour, and we discussed it as well in the second with Mike Rivero, but I want to really flesh this out for people. How do we get the word out to the public that it's the private central banks bringing in the green tyranny, the fake environmentalism, the taxing system, the bank of the world, the global government that engineered the financial collapse, that have built the big government so they could get us into debt and control us? How do we get the word out to the people that it's worse than they even know? The average person knows the economy's falling apart, but do they know in the last month, every week, 496,000 jobs were lost? That's almost 2 million in a month, 1,800,000. That is so incredible, and that's from CNN. We have oil starting to go back up in price and other commodities because the central banks that met in secret 3 weeks ago in Australia are in a concerted, coordinated operation to lower currencies in tandem so that the public doesn't notice it as much. Just like if the Mexican peso started going down, the dollar goes down with it, so you don't notice overall that, hey, my dollar isn't worth as much next to the peso. We've got gold at a six-week high of $1,125.50, and it's trending up even higher in its futures market, what the different markets are saying it'll be in the days and weeks to come. And then I've got articles here. You know, you've heard Obama and others say, oh, we're going to give you all this free health care, but, oh, we've got to pass this to cut back on health care costs. And then you see all these big insurance stock owners running around, like the owner of Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett, saying we need this government health care. And then when Obama said, oh, looks like we may pass it in the next few weeks, it went back up again. All the major insurance companies, medical insurance companies, stock went up because this is a legislation written by them. And simultaneously, it's being reported all over the country, Medicare payment reductions worry doctors, patients. This is out of St. Petersburg, News 9. March begins with a financial blow for doctors who are facing major reduction of Medicare payments. Give me a document cam on that for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. The 21% reduction is the result of what some say is an outdated reimbursement formula from the 1990s. Over the years, Congress managed to waive the deficit reduction measure, but legislatures failed to repeal it last week. And then similar things are happening all over the country. This is very, very serious. And so I wanted to get Ted Anderson up before we go to your calls for a few minutes, because over the weekend, the headline was IMF chief Strauss-Kahn says new global currency, end of the dollar. But dollar dominance. You'll still have a dollar. You'll still have a euro. You'll still have a pound. You'll still have a yuan. You'll still have a yen. But under this new global charter that Gordon Brown talked about 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, Prime Minister of England, it's a charter where the banks that have taken over our nations openly sign agreements with each other and executive agreements, unelected, unaccountable agreements, with the heads of the G20 and four other separate central banks. There's G20, but there's four others that met, so it's 24 total. I mean, this is a revolution of the banking structure now coming out and setting up open government to shut off economies and bankrupt society for a post-industrial world or neo-feudalism, serfdom. Guys, pull up the definition of neo-feudalism or serfdom for me. I want to read that before Ted leaves us here in the next 10 minutes or so. Ted Anderson, you know, you're here obviously to promote gold. I've shopped all over. A few times I bought silver a decade ago from other people, but you've always had the best deals. And you bought gold when it was $1,050. It's now $1,125 and rising. And I just think it's so important for people to take advantage of what you do, because you buy it when it dips, and then you still sell it at the lower price when it goes up until you run out of supplies. Then you do things like give people a year subscription for free when they make one coin order of a fifth of an ounce Frank. I don't know if you can still offer that, but I didn't talk to you before we went on air, but you're with us. But I first wanted you to talk about your view, 30 years in the economy, in the gold and silver brokerage business, what you see happening. Because we've been right again. We've been predicting all of this, Ted.
Yeah, you're right about that, Alex. And there is, right now, the Europeans are watching gold go up. They've never seen it this high before. By the way, it is hitting a peak that they have never seen. And the reason why that is because there was a rally here just a short time ago on the U.S. dollar against the euro when Greece was in trouble. And now the dollar is starting to slip back again. And gold right now did jump over that 1125. It's at 1137.30 right now. And it's seen as high as 1139. So it's really moving upwards.
Oh, I didn't know that. So since I looked 2 hours ago, it went to 1139.
It's definitely running right now, Alex. And in the for the British pound and for people that are trading in the European unit,
that's right. The Times of London said 3 days ago the pound may crash in the next month.
Yeah, well, they're looking at a peak on gold that they've never seen before. And we'd be seeing it right now in the U.S. dollar, too, except for we had this little rally.
Let's explain that. England and Europe are seeing the highest level of gold ever, but we're only seeing it go up some because it's all about currencies. Currencies go down. The gold didn't really go up in price. Your currency's turning into toilet paper.
Yep, that's exactly what's happening. And you look at Bloomberg, Reuters. I mean, there's a whole long list of news agencies out there, and they're all saying the same thing. Like, here's Bloomberg's headline right here. It says, gold climbs to record in pound, euro as investors seek haven. Here's one from Reuters. Gold gains in New York on an alternative investment to currencies. Here's another one from Reuters right here. Gold extends gains as dollar swings lower. The dollar's dropping right now, Alex, and that's going to drive gold prices up for us here in the United States. It just happens to be that everybody else in the Western world is watching the gold prices increase, and they've now seen a peak that's never been seen before.
And by the way, Bob Chapman was just saying 2 weeks ago that in 2 weeks it would go up. I don't know how he knows this.
Well, you know, Bob Chapman's pretty darn sharp, and I can tell you, he can see what's going on, what's developing, better than a lot of other people can, because they're not brainwashed in thinking that the economy is going to be great forever. All you got to do is take a look at the fundamental reasons why gold and silver go up and down, and realize what's going on when you see a country like Greece failing, and then they're asking the United States and the European Union to step in and bail them out. You know that there's trouble there.
And what you've got is J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and others, this is even in mainstream Reuters, gobbling up different countries so that they don't scare everybody to implode at once. They pick us off like wolves pick off sheep, one at a time, in wolf packs. And we saw the leader of the Democrats, that's up on prisonplanet.com, come out today and say the U.S. could crash like Greece. I mean, this is getting crazier and crazier. Here's the headline. House Majority Leader, Greek debt crisis can happen here. But then he holds everybody hostage and says, accept higher taxes to the banks or they will lower our AAA bond rating. I mean, we are held hostage by these people. The only way you individually, in my opinion, get some type of protection from this is gold and silver.
It's
so fundamental.
It really is. Gold and silver has been money for 6,000 years. And what you're watching is this pawn game against this fiat currency that is going to grow weaker every day because we continue to rely on the printing press to bail out our problems. You cannot continue to increase money supply without having a loss in purchasing power. I mean, it's just that's the way that the world works. And if you know that, and you see the United States government or the Federal Reserve System, I mean, for goodness sakes, they're trying to bail out Goldman Sachs' investments that they have sitting in Greece. I mean, what more does the taxpayer of the United States have to take on?
Ted, absolutely, Ted. It's incredible. Fire out the offers for folks.
Yeah, right now what we have is we have the franc. They've edged up a little bit in price. They're at 261.61. But that's still, if you buy one of those, you'll get a full year subscription to the International Forecaster, and that brings it down to $510 per ounce. You'd have to go back to the middle 1990s to be able to buy gold at $510 an ounce. That's just a steal.
You mean the middle 2000s?
I'm sorry, yeah, middle 2000s.
Time flies. And then expanding on that, what if folks don't just want one franc, and that's the best deal ever? You've got great deals on a lot of other coins.
Oh, absolutely. We got the British Sovereign currently right now at 318. Alex, U.S. Eagles right now are trading over $1,200 an ounce. I have old $20 Liberties that I picked up when gold was at $1,050, and I'm selling those right now for $1,362. That's about a $100 premium over U.S. Eagle, which is unheard of.
Those things here's the number. Here's the number. 800-686-2237. The brokers are there to take your order. It's like pulling into McDonald's, quick and easy. Get your free newsletter, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. 866-226-2237 or MidasResources.com. But to get that deal, you got to tell them Alex Jones sent you, or it will cost more. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted Anderson.
Thanks, Lottie.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Coming up, selling airsoft replicas. Yeah, they look like real guns, but they shoot little plastic pellets. Man, ATF just grabs them. That is coming up in the next segment. Then we're going to have open phones and news blitz, talk about the Texas election, everything in the last hour today. We got Herman, Bob, Hitler, Scott, Toby, and others. Hitler in Hawaii. Why are you calling yourself Hitler? That's an interesting, is that your real name?
No, sir, that's not my real name. I've called in a few times. I called in Mark Twain once. I called in to Hitler because I actually kind of look like him when I go out to do my protests. I do a little hit stash, and it's on my YouTube. It's funny stuff.
What do you do? Go out and support? Oh, hold on. I mean, you go out and support the government and say, I like warrantless wiretapping, and then you're Hitler? That's.
I go out as a shock value look to promote, if he can act like Hitler, I can look like Hitler routine.
Oh, if who can act like Hitler?
It's the current president.
What's your website? I mean, what's your YouTube? I want to see this right now. Let's pull it up.
It's Gerd Chappell's channel, GERGCHAPPLE.
Give me a name of one of your Hitler videos.
Let's see, a good Hitler Hits the Fair.
Hitler Hits the Fair. And because that would be a great way to illustrate. A lot of people are now protesting with bullhorns going, I love naked body scanners. I love the New World Order. I love being surveilled. I love the banks taking all my money. And it's having a really powerful effect on crowds, and they're handing out Obama deceptions or other things. And I've seen some protest videos of people coming out dressed like Hitler. It may have even been you pushing tyranny as a way to kind of shock people into realizing, you know, that tyranny doesn't always look like Hitler, but it sure acts like Hitler. I mean, is that what you do?
Now, I'd like to first thank you for saving my life, because if a year ago I would be just sitting in the couch drinking myself to sleep because I've been unemployed for over a year.
And now you're dressed up like Hitler.
Yeah, and now one of the 70% of the unemployed carpenters turned a political activist, and I haven't had so much fun in my life.
So what's on your mind today, Hitler?
I created a YouTube channel, and I met a gentleman that lives here in Maui. He's writing a book. It'll be published in the month. He doesn't know you, but I told him about you, and he wants to meet you. He was involved in a cover-up, co-op, black op, CIA, something or other, and he's going
well,
public.
Listen, Hitler, send us the info, and we're going to look up your videos, okay? Hitler Hits the Fair. Did we find one? All right, if you really did this, send it to me. But it is a good idea, I mean, a way to illustrate tyranny. Like, have a bunch of people dressed up like Hitler and say you're for the body scanners and you're for more preemptive wars. Let's talk to Herman in New York. Herman, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I have two questions. My first question is, I've often heard you and Webster Tartley say that we need to build bridges, roads, high technology, trains, etc. Now, how does infrastructure create wealth? Because you guys often said, you know, if we had great infrastructure, we'd all be, you know, wealthy. So explain.
Well, Tarpley's saying that if you have an imploded economy, you have to build infrastructure first instead of just giving all the money to banks that move offshore or use it to buy up, control your local government. The American infrastructure in the 50s was the best in the world. Since then, it's been rotting, and so you don't get corporations investing. You don't, you know, when they build a new road, you get new housing projects, you get new malls being built, new factories. I mean, it just goes to basic economics. And if you have government spending, and I'm not even for big government, but if you're going to have it, the spending needs to be then on infrastructure, because then you hire local people when they build the infrastructure. So most of the tax money, if there's a competitive bidding process, goes back into the population, and it has a dynamo effect. And I mean, what's your take on that?
I understand what you're saying now. And my second question is, I know that I watched an old YouTube video of you where you said how, you know, the government has two sets of books. I believe it's the CAFRs and
Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. Yes,
absolutely. And I want to know, how would they allow the states to just collapse while they have that money sitting on the side? How could they say that the states...
Well, what they do is they go in and take over the cities and counties. The mafia did it in the 30s, 40s, and 50s in Chicago. In the late 40s, early 50s, they took the 1313 Chicago model, created double sets of books. They pay off the county and city officials. They invest most of the money in private corporations. And now they're at the end of the Ponzi scheme. They steal the money that was in those accounts, implode the states and counties, then the banks loan them our own money back at 30% interest and bankrupt us to the point of Nigeria or Argentina. And so that's how the scam works. We'll be right back. Don't forget that gold deal Ted offered. It's off the charts. If you miss the toll-free number, to call and get the free newsletter when you get a gold coin or whatever, 800-686-2237.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
I just heard an ad for Gusset Jeans. We've got links to it up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. These are awesome jeans. I've got several pairs. I'm going to start wearing these exclusively. They fit just like Levi's, last longer, and they're made in America. So check out their website up at InfoWars.com or just Google Gusset Jeans. Okay. I saw this late last week, and it really upset me, because sure, they look like real guns. You can buy an M16, you can buy something that looks like an AK-47, you can buy stuff that looks like a Beretta handgun. They shoot little plastic pellets, so they're not even BB guns. It's a little bit bigger pellet than a BB, about, I guess, three times the size. I've bought quite a few of these guns to train my 5-year-old daughter and 7-year-old son on marksmanship in the backyard. And the ATF in Cornelius, Oregon, went in to one of the local dealers of airsoft plastic pellet guns that they have no statutory authority, nothing. Went in, took the guns from Customs. It turns out Customs called them the toy guns and are now claiming that they can just basically, outside of law, rule what is a firearm. And we see cases where somebody's got an AR-15 that they bought legal. It it has a malfunction, fires two or three rounds. The shooting range calls the police on them. And in federal court, they say it doesn't matter. Even if you knew, didn't know and it was a legal gun, you're going to prison. So the ATF is harassing lawful gun owners. Now, they're raiding people every day. I see in the news, neighbors will see somebody with a rifle putting in their car at their house. The police come, they find five guns, 1,000 rounds of ammo. There's no law against an arsenal. They call it an arsenal. They take your guns, arrest you without a law. And so we're joined by Brad Martin of Airsoft, and we'll give you his website here specifically from Oregon. But he and his son run this toy store, and these are sold in Walmart. These are sold in Academy. These are sold most hardware stores, hunting supply stores. I mean, this is ridiculous. And for them to say you can cartridge and could build a real gun out of this because it looks like a gun, I mean, it's asinine. I mean, yeah, if you spent two or three times the money it takes to make a, to buy a real gun, maybe you could blow up in your face. So he joins us to talk about all the different facets and angles of this and how this is just being selectively enforced, and even the selective enforcement is just made up. And if this is allowed to stand, it sets an incredibly dangerous precedent, because if they can ban BB guns that shoot plastic BBs, what's going to happen to the deadly Red Ryder? Will it be banned as an assault weapon? So we now speak to our guest, Brad Martin. Brad, break down exactly what happened and all the latest developments for us.
Well, hi there, Mr. Jones. Yeah, this started back in October of 2009. We import airsoft toy guns and airsoft equipment to go along with those. And over the last 5 or 6 years, we've had several interventions from Customs where they've taken in the vicinity of about $17,000 worth of product from us. And, you know, I haven't really made a big issue out of it. We just took our licks and kept on keeping on, sort of. But bottom line is, this most recent seizure in October was of 30 gas-powered M4 lookalikes. And these pieces are 100% legitimate. They're designed to fire these quarter-inch plastic BBs, as you described, and that's their function. Well, when Customs received these, one or two of their agents looked at them and decided that it was above their pay grade to make a call on these things. So they called in the ATF to look at them. So ATF took one or more of these things back to their laboratory in Maryland or wherever this thing is, held them for 5 months, and then in early February, after I had mailed some protest letters to the ATF and Customs, I finally get a response back saying that I was not going to get these toy guns back. And they quoted a code, it was code number 922, and it seems that the thing that they're seizing upon is that these toy guns are easily convertible to real steel firearms. So in other words, you're saying anybody with a little bit of effort can take these guns, these toys, and turn them into real guns. And from our perspective, this is just totally absurd.
Because they look like real guns.
Yeah, yeah. The other day, the port director from Customs in Seattle called all the local TV affiliates in and gave this news conference on air holding one of our guns and saying that this is a threat to the safety of America, and he labeled them as machine guns. And while he was talking and handling this gun of ours, this toy of ours, he was trying to stick the magazine into the mag well, and he had the magazine turned around backwards. He didn't even know which way the bloody magazine.
We're
going to
play a clip of this coming up. We're going to play a clip of this coming up. You've got the ATF agent putting on this big hullabaloo, trying to scare everybody to set the precedent to ban something that isn't even a BB gun because it looks scary to them. My God, if this is allowed to stand, this is an incredible new precedent.
Well, it is. It is scary. You know, and it's, this is a David and Goliath scenario where, you know, I could bankrupt myself fighting the federal government and still end up a loser here. But, you know, it's time for us to stir up the pot a little bit and kind of try to put the brakes on this behavior.
We're going to play this video that's up on your website for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and radio listeners. Give us your web address for folks that want to follow this case.
Okay, sure. The web address is airsoftoutletnw.com.
So airsoftoutletnorthwest.com, just NW.
Yeah, just NW, not the Northwest, just NW.
All right, we're going to play one of the myriad of newscasts trying to create a panic over the devilish plastic BB gun that is so scary looking. Here it is.
And welcome, everyone, and good evening. I'm Jeff Giannola.
And I'm Kelly Day. Federal agents seize a ship of toy guns they say in the wrong hands. They could have actually been deadly.
In this Coin Local 6 exclusive, our reporter Alexis Del Cid talked to the local businessman who ordered these toy guns. And I see you have one there, huh, Alexis?
Jeff, this is an example of one of the toy guns seized. And besides the orange tip, it looks pretty real. But this is an airsoft toy. It shoots plastic BBs. And the man who ordered these says anyone with any knowledge of weapons should be able to figure that out.
No bullets, just plastic BBs. Not a battlefield, just a wooded area made to look like one.
It's another version of paintball.
For the past 7 years, Brad Martin and his son Ben say their family business in Cornelius has steadily grown as simulated combat gaming grows in popularity across the country.
This is the contemporary version of Civil War reenacting.
While they aim for authenticity in every piece of gear, the Martins didn't anticipate a seizure by customs and ATF agents in Tacoma as their latest shipment of toy guns arrived from Taiwan.
Any kid, any parent, any adult going out of the house with this needs to be ready for trouble.
ATF Special Agent Kelvin Crenshaw says not only is the shipment missing the orange tips required on all imported toy guns,
with minimal work, it could be converted to a machine gun.
To say these were readily convertible to machine guns is absolutely preposterous. The round wouldn't go into the barrel for one, and two, if the firing pin did strike the primer, the gun would basically blow up in your face.
Also, the Martins say there are tens of thousands of replicas just like these sold in America already. The only reason they buy from Taiwan is because it's cheaper. Until now.
He's spent all this manpower, tax dollars, and time, and wasted my time, my money, my profitability to seize 30 toy guns. That's what he's done. And he's portrayed himself as a great hero.
But ATF insists that it did the testing and determined that, yes, these can be converted into military-grade weapons. The Martins requested to see the documentation of that, and they were told that they'd have to file a Freedom of Information request with ATF. Now, as for the orange tips, this one has one. The ones that came in from Taiwan didn't. But the Martins say that's happened before with their shipments from Taiwan, and they just had to go up to Tacoma and paint the tips orange themselves. So they wonder why this is being made into an issue now. Alexis Del Cid, Coin Local 6.
Okay, and we have Brad Martin online with us. So you've got an ATF officer in a fancy suit who can't even put the cartridge in it. He can't put the magazine in. It shoots little bitty round plastic BBs that are look like they're even smaller than 22 caliber. There's no room for a cartridge to go in. There's no room for propellant. He uses air to shoot plastic BBs. And what's really happening, I saw this 5 years ago or so in England, where they're trying to ban these over there, they don't like the gun culture growing because this is a gateway to real firearms. People are finding out how much fun it is to target shoot or to dress up in gear and you know, go to the equivalent of paintball ranges. I, you know, run around with my children, you know, in the backyard and shoot targets and shoot tin cans. And you learn how to be a good marksman. Then they graduate to BB guns. Then they graduate to real firearms. And to, this is incredible. This is lawlessness. And you told me off air that you've talked to other ATF branches, and they're like, we can't believe this happened. These aren't real firearms. We don't have a statutory authority. But it doesn't matter. They're in your area. They're just going to do whatever they want. And I guess if they don't have a law, they don't care, because he says, you go outside with this, you're looking you're looking for trouble. He feels like you shouldn't have this as a slave, and so he's going to take them. That's the end of it. Doesn't matter if it's $30,000 shipment. Doesn't matter, because they run this country now.
Yep, that's exactly right. After about 3 months of this seizure going on, I started writing letters and calling people. I talked to an agent back in Maryland, I believe it was, who was in the ATF Division of Firearms Importations. And I explained the situation to her, and she said, well, why did ATF take airsoft? And I said, well, I guess because they can. And she said, well, ATF has no jurisdiction over airsoft. And if you would like to, if you would give my telephone number, meaning her telephone number, to the local ATF people and tell them to call her, she would inform them that they have no jurisdiction over airsoft.
Now, again,
that didn't dissuade them.
We're going to, oh, that didn't dissuade them. So,
no,
so.
No, no.
So explain who you separately talked to at ATF, who was, what her position is, and then what they said, because we want to write an article about this.
Yeah, well, exactly. And I can provide you with a phone number at some future. I don't have it with me right here. But as I mentioned, after calling the ATF back east and explaining my situation to about four or five people, I finally got to this agent in, as I mentioned, the Division of Firearms Importation. And I explained it to her, and she said, we have no jurisdiction over airsoft. So
well,
the ATF controls by ruling. That's what they do. They see something. They don't need a law about it. They just make a ruling.
Let me expand on that. Let me expand on that.
Yeah.
This is a commerce issue. You've been robbed. When an officer, federal or state, operates clearly outside their jurisdiction, consciously through color of law, you have been physically robbed, and so you file a criminal police report that you've been robbed.
Well, in essence, I wrote to them, and I said, you know, what's happening with this shipment? Why am I getting no information about this? Because they're incredibly secretive. They don't give you any information.
No judge, no jury, no indictment, no interview, no arrest, no paperwork. Just your 30,000 of toy guns is gone, pal. We don't need no stinking warrants or paperwork. We rule America. You don't sell toy guns around here, boy.
Absolutely, that's right. And I figured that if they really thought my guns were machine guns like they said they were, I'd be in handcuffs by now. But they're not down here arresting me. And they're not in other vendors' stores.
This is sold at Walmart, Academy, everywhere, the exact same fake M16 plastic toy guns. People are running around with these, having a great time. And it's buoying the gun culture, and I think this is an ATF case on purpose from the Obama administration. We confirmed in Austin they shut down a gun show with no law to set a national precedent, and I believe they picked you as a small independent dealer to set the precedent.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. Yes, sir, I agree with you.
Well, give out your website again for Legal Eagles, lawyers on the West Coast, other people that want to bring civil rights suits, commerce suits, robbery suits, criminal charges, because we have a lot of experts out there that are listening that would want to email you advice.
Yeah, nothing would please me more. My website is www.airsoftoutletnw.com.
Now, tell people, Brad Martin, when this first happened and any new developments, because we're quite a few days into this, and I guess they say, look, talk to the hand. You don't get paperwork. You don't get anything. We just rob you.
Well, that's basically it. Now, I spoke to an ATF agent up in Tacoma a week or 10 days ago. And this guy had his head screwed on straight. I think there are some really good agents in the company, basically. But the anti-gun influence is so strong that I think these sensible guys get shouted down. But I was talking to him, and he said that basically Customs has me on a hit list now, that any time one of my orders hits port, they're going to flag my order, they're going to take it for intensive examination, and right now they have two more of my orders backed up in port for intensive examination.
Whoa, they're going to put you out of business. They got a $30,000 order and just grabbed it with the ATF. What have they gotten now?
Oh, they've got about another $20,000 in there now. Yeah, about another $20,000.
Unbelievable. Well, people need to all over the country order the guns you've got and stock the plastic toy pellet guns just to keep you afloat. Because that's one thing I've noticed the feds will do. They'll just ruin you to set the precedent, pick a little guy, and then hope you just go away.
Yeah, well, we're not going to go away. You know, you piss off a Scotsman, and they're going to fight back. So I'm kind of fed up with their behavior.
I hear you, my friend.
I don't know if I can generate enough income to take the feds to court or not, but I'm going to look at that. And I don't know if the NRA or other gun groups could take up interest in this and have talked. You know,
we've got Larry Pratt on. What is Pratt on Thursday? Head of Gun Owners of America. We're going to get, believe me, Jews for Preservation of Firearms or the Gun Owners of America is going to want to help you. We've got the ATF red-handed here in lawlessness, color of law, shanghaiing, freebooting. This is the same as just robbing a stagecoach. I mean, they are bandits here. And if the precedent gets set by customs and these guys, we're all in deep trouble. We got to hang together or we'll surely hang separate. One more segment, sir. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
AirsoftOutletNW.com. Our website's InfoWars.com. Congressman Ron Paul, political activist, freedom defender, folks like this gentleman, gun shows. We're here defending, lobbying for liberty and freedom, rallying people to support the Constitution and Bill of Rights. That's why it's important to support InfoWars.com. Visit the online video bookstore, whether you get a ball cap or whether you buy a video. You can get Jesse Ventura's new book that we're now going to start shipping. $5 off, $19.95, and get one of my films free, a $45 value for $19.95, available at InfoWars.com. We're carrying a new video, which is an amazing documentary by the folks that brought you America's Secret Beginnings, A Lamp in the Dark, The Untold History of the Bible, a lot of key stuff, hidden history. This just went on the shopping cart today. InfoWars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Going back to this gentleman, Brad Martin, I mean, this is like more than Orwellian. It's surreal, like a comedy. The news holding up a gun with a red tip, a little toy plastic machine gun, saying, oh, my gosh, it's so scary. And an ATF guy, will put his picture up there, you know, looking like he's in deep fear over all this. I mean, if they can get toy guns, nothing's safe.
It's sure the truth. You know, I went over to the local coffee shop for a cup this morning, and the police chief from our town was in there, and off the record, not as police chief, but he's 100% behind us on this. And he and I were talking, and he was saying that Americans are afraid of everything, and the government wants to protect us from everything that's even a little bit scary. And basically, that's what's happening here. You know, this creeping totalitarianism of the government wanting to have their fingers and control everything, and it's just got to stop somewhere. I don't know where it stops, but we got to do something about it.
Well, look at this ATF officer. What is his name? Clevin. Throw him back up on the screen. Clevin Crenshaw. Yeah. I mean, he's in what looks like a $2,000 suit, taxpayer paid for.
That's a beautiful suit he's wearing. I got to say that.
Yeah. I mean, this is a stunt for him, a stunt from the ATF. Guaranteed Obama's pushing this. And he's here trampling on your right to commerce. They've now got $50,000 of your toy guns, and they just think you're not even human. I mean, doing this to you, it's like you don't even exist.
That's so true. You know, it's like, since when is it a crime against a vendor who brings in a legal product and somebody somewhere, some wacko decides that he's going to convert that legal product into something illegal? Why does that make it the vendor's crime that he's brought in a legal product?
And but by the way, I own some of these. I mean, it converts something that's air-powered and doesn't even have the mechanism to, you know, put in a cartridge that has powder that projects it. I mean, this is asinine. I mean, sure, if you went to a top machinist, maybe they could build something that would chamber around, but then this is tin metal. It would blow up.
Well, that's our point too. And if a guy wanted an AR-15 or an M4, he could go to his local gun store and pay $1,000 and get a dependable platform instead of going to an airsoft store and paying probably around $500 for this product, spending all kinds of time and energy trying to convert this into a gun that's going to blow it up into his face. It's totally illogical. This is
Do you agree with me, though, that they've been trying to kill the gun culture and that airsoft is literally one of the, and I noticed this years ago, one of the key things getting people into the gun culture?
I think you're right. I think they're scared of an armed electorate is what they're scared of.
I tell you what, I know you've got to go, but we're going to break for 1 minute. Let's do five more so we can talk about this creeping totalitarianism with you. Then it's open phones and news blitz for the rest of the final hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.